Okay, Shalom. So today's daf is Erev and daf Ayin Beis. We left off Ayin Aleph Amud Beis. We actually left off close about 8 lines off the bottom of the page. Myra Meir, Myra Banan. But just to go back a drop to really get into the crux of that conversation, to remind us of what's happening, we had the Mishnah, we had a Machlekes, Rav Shimon and the Rabbanan. We have a Chatzar that has a Mavli to the right, a Mavli to the left. We know when you have Mavli, you have to make shtufim avayis. You have to join all the chatzeris with shtufim avayis. Now, what happened was this guy, this chatzer in the middle, he was literally, what shtufim avayis is, that we make a partnership with a barrel of wine or the like, and everyone contributes to it, they have a partnership. This person in the middle was actual partners, not for necessarily for Shabbos mavay purposes. He was a real partner in a bottle of wine with the people from the chatzer, the mavay to the right, and with the people from the mavay to the left. So the Tanakhama held that since he's actually a partner in a barrel of wine with these people, that's fine. That's also good enough to carry. You don't have to have the chiddush. You don't have to have a barrel that was done hini michud mezimin. It was done l'shem yichud for mavi carrying purposes. Since he's a partner in a barrel with these people, that's good enough. That was the Tanakhama shita. But only when they're both wine. Only when they're both wine. However, if one is wine and one is oil, that doesn't work. So that's all. That was Tanakam Mishnah, and we point out from the Ran there was 2 chiddushim. Chiddush number one is again, like we just said, that even though it wasn't done specifically for the ownership of the barrel wasn't put together for the purpose of making shita mevayis. Even though it wasn't done for that purpose, it still works. There's a karen that says maybe they still have to have das that they want to use it out for an erev. We'll leave the karen out for now, but there is such a discussion that maybe you have to have machshava now, at least post facto. But the point is, it certainly wasn't set aside that way initially, number one. Kiddush number two, says the Ran, is that it's working even though the guy in the middle is a partner in one barrel with the group to the right. He's a partner in some wine with the group to the left. But the group to the right and left are not partners with each other. Still, that's good enough to make an Erev across the board, to make a Shtufim Avayis across the board. That's Chiddush number two, says the Ran. However, Tanakhama says, only wine and wine. If the group to the right, he's a partner in a barrel of wine, and with the group to the left, he's partners in a barrel of oil, that does not work. That works. That doesn't work to combine them all. He may have a partnership with each one separately, but it doesn't work to combine them all. That is the Tanakhama. Rav Shimon says, no, even wine and oil does work. Okay, that was the Mishnah. Yesterday, we went through a conversation in Machlekes Rav Shimon and Rabbanan, but then at the end, we quoted a brace that brought Shitas Rabbi Elazar ben Tudai. And Elazar ben Tudai says, no, even wine and wine doesn't work. Even wine and wine, even if both barrels were made of wine, it doesn't work. And we had one explanation in why Rabbi Elazar ben Tudai would say that. And the wording we use is Ein Breira, the cases where they pooled money together and bought a barrel, and Ein Breira, we said it doesn't really mean the classic Breira, it just means that it was never clearly designated, each person never had a contribution of wine, then a contribution of money, and therefore for some reason, I'm not even fully sure myself why it shouldn't work. Lemaisa, it's his money to translate into wine, but okay, that was the reason why one pshat, but we're focused here on the second pshat. Basif says, a second pshat mazatai, he says the reason why mazatai says it doesn't work, the case is because he's going like a mayor. And the conversation was, we know in a chatzir, within a chatzir, you need to have a ruva chatziris. When you have a few houses, the classic case we always bring is five houses in a chatzir that open up at the chatzir. So in order to carry from each house to the chatzir, they need to join it together to one heir, that's heir of chatziris. Erev Chatzeres, very important, it affects two things. Erev Chatzeres can affect that the people can carry from the house to the chatzer, like we just said. Plus, if you have a chatzer next door to another chatzer and there's an entrance from one to the other, Erev Chatzeres can affect, not only can I carry from my house to the chatzer, if I make a joint Erev with the chatzer next door, it can affect carrying from chatzer to chatzer. This is already getting to Mavi land. Being able to carry from chatzer to chatzer is really the idea of Mavi, yet within Erev, you still have that power to an extent when you have two chatzers on the same side with an entrance one to the other, they're not crossing over some sort of street, then you can make an Erev to connect them. Shit of Mavayas is when you have a Mavi is like a pathway, a roadway that goes between different chatzeris. The chatzeris open up into these Mavi in order to carry between all these areas. You need to make a sheet of Mavayas. Okay, that is the chiluk between Erev. That's the idea of Erev, that's the idea of Shituf. Now, very important to note is that we had early Masechta, it's going to come up right now in this Gemara to understand it better. We had that the way to make an Erev is with Pas, because we're making all the people are contributing bread, and they all become like their Mukam Dira is this one house. They all join into one house, so it becomes like one chatzer that has one house, even though we know there's five houses here. It's like we see one house in the chatzer, and therefore it enables everyone to carry from all the houses into the chatzer, but it has to be done specifically with Pas, not with wine, whereas Shituf Mavayas could be even wine, it need not be Pas. That's going to be an important factor coming up in a few lines. So, Rav Meir learns, and Rabbi Yosef says, Rabbi Elazar ben Tudai agrees the same shita as Rav Meir, and that is that, let's say a person has a mavli. There's a mavi with chaseris open up into it, and they made an adjustment. They made sheet of mavayis. We're not going to get into yet. I mean, let's speak it out. We're going to speak out the machlekes shortly, but there's a discussion if Ramirez even saying it, even when they use pas. They didn't have to. They could have used wine, but they used bread for the sheet of mavayis. They used bread. Still, at least according to one side, Ramirez is going to say it does not work to take the place of a ruv chaseris. You don't say once I have a sheet of the mavayis, I made a connection between all the chaseris through the mavayis. I no longer need to make an individual Erev for each chatzer, because I already made a bigger sheet of mavayis. Rameir says it doesn't work. You don't say that. Says Rabbi Yosef, that's where Blazes Ben Tadeh was arguing on. He was saying a different issue. He was saying it's very nice that you're making a sheet of mavayis from the chatzer in the middle to the chatzer on the outside. That's great, but they didn't make a roof. We're talking about a case, Hachamai Eskinan, where they didn't make a roof of chatzeris within the chatzer itself. And if you're missing a roof of chatzeris, you can't just jump directly to sheet of mavayis. That is how Rabbi Blazes Ben Tadeh is being explained by Rabbi Yosef. Says the Gemara, let's go back. I know we this yesterday, but let's go back and drop this to go over again. Amar Basif Mina Minala. How do I know that my explanation of Rabbi Elazar ben Tadeh is correct? That what? That the reasoning is like Rameir. The reasoning is because he holds, you're trying to, in a case we're trying to skip over the step of Erev Chatzeris and just jump straight to Sheet of Mavayis. It doesn't work. You know why? Because we have the following two statements. Amar Vida Marav, Halach Rav Meir, the Halach is like Rav Meir. Vamar Bruno Amarav, Ravuda said name of Rav, famous Talmud of Rav is Ravuda. He said Halach is like Rav Meir, that what? That you cannot skip over the step, you can't make a Sheet of to take the place of an Erev Chatzeris. And by the way, vice versa too. If you make the fancier Erev Chatzeris and somehow it should be able to work for Sheet of, it won't work either. We'll see that coming up with the Bryson. Fine. The Amar Bruna Rav, another Talmud of Rav was of Bruna, and he's the name of Rav. Halacha blessed b'day. Halacha is like a mazbe b'day. Now my taima, lamishim dechataimu. Why are we having different psakim, a psak from Rav like Rav Meir, and another psak like Rav Elazar b'day? Isn't it because it was a day? Is agreeing to shitas Rav Meir like Rav Yosef says? I'm suggesting. Rav Yosef says that I want to suggest Rav Elazar b'day is really just elaborating. He's continuing on from the shita of Rav Meir. Says the Gemara, not so fast. I'm going to back, because what's our case in our Mishnah? Rabbi Elazar was clearly going on our Mishnah, and our Mishnah is talking about a case where you're using wine. Rabbi Meir was saying that even when you use bread, that's how we're understanding Rabbi Meir at this point, even when I use bread to make my sheet of mavayis, it could not work to take over and take away the need for Erev Chatzeris. I need a separate Erev Chatzeris. Even though bread is what's needed for Erev Chatzeris, and I use bread for sheet of mavayis, you need to do a separate designation for Sheet of Mavayis and a separate designation for Erev Chatzeris, even bread. If it doesn't work even for by bread, Kolshkin, it's not going to work by wine. So says the Gemara Kasha, Amar Abaye, V'chataima, if a mayor, and this is a little, we actually didn't elaborate on the question as much last night when we learned this, V'chataima, Tarti, Hilchas, Alamali, why do I need two psakim? We just said, stop, why do I need two psakim of Rav saying like a mayor, and of Rav's Batai, it's the same psak twice. The way the first explained, it's a much deeper question. The question is that, I already know from Rav Yudam Rav, we pass like our mayor, that what? That it doesn't work even by bread, certainly by wine it's not going to work. That is the Marshaila. It says, Rebasev, no. The chiddush is, because we don't do like two chumras by erev. Meaning, Rav Meir is really taking out two chumras. First of all, Rav Meir is saying that when you want to substitute your erev chatzeris, you want to skip straight to sheet of mavayis and do a partnership in the mavayis and use that to carrying the mavayis and carrying the chatzer itself. Rav Meir says that doesn't work. So I'm going to say it does work, at least according to in some scenarios. Rav Meir says it doesn't work. Number one. So Rav Meir is being machmer number one. Rav Meir is machmer further. Not only doesn't work when you're using wine, which is the normal sheet of mavayis, it doesn't even work when using bread, when bread is normal for an erev chatzeris, and still doesn't work. That's a double chumra. We don't paskin typically, especially by erevin. Erevin, we typically paskin halacha divrei mekel erevin. We paskin like the mekel, not like the machmer. So we typically wouldn't paskin, and certainly not like a double chumra. That's why Rav had to speak out. Halacha is like Rav Meir, and halacha is like Rav Elazar ben Tadeh. Meaning we needed it to go the opposite. It's really the opposite way. Step one is halacha is like must die that we don't do. That sheet of stamazai of wine doesn't work. And then Rameir is really only adding one chumra, and that is that even bread doesn't work. That's why we needed two separate psakim. Okay. My Rameir Marabon. This is what we got up to last night, but we set it up better to be able to read the next Gemara's quite quickly. My Rameir Marabon. What is the Machlekes Meir and Rabbanan? And we're actually going to have. So my Rav Meir, my Rabbanan, what is the Machlekes Meir Rabbanan? The time you learned in a Braisa, Ma'arvim Chatzeris Papasti, when it comes to Chatzeris, you make an Erev with bread. If you want to make an Erev with wine,
doesn't work. By chatzar, you need bread.
Okay, that's the gabe chatzar. It's got to be dafka with bread. Wine doesn't work. Mishtatim b'mavli b'yayin, and you can be mishtatif in a mavli with wine. By mavli, shita voice could work with wine. If you're matzal l'shtatif, the pas mishtatim. And if you want to use bread, which is all the better, then that can work also by shita voice. Okay. Ma'arvim b'chatzaris mishtatim b'mavli. So Meir is addressing now the this is the key point of this whole conversation. That what? That one may think that once I'm doing Shita Mavayis, I don't need to do Erev Chatzeres. You know, obviously Erev Chatzeres is normally needed when you don't even have other Chatzeres, other Mavayis, so you need Erev Chatzeres for this Chatzer itself. But then as the neighborhood grows, besides for Erev Chatzeres, you want also to do Shita Mavayis. But what if you're going, you're doing Shita Mavayis? Maybe you shouldn't need Erev Chatzeres, says Meir. It's an interesting lesson. We say, no, you still have to have chatzeres in order that Erev Chatzeres shouldn't be forgotten from the children. And interesting reasoning. Seems like otherwise it would have been okay. Divrei Meir. Say, no, you have a choice. I'm Arvim Shatvim. You could talk it to either or. As long as this overlap between your Erev, and we spoke about before, Erev could be an Erev, not just Erev Chatzeres to allow carrying from the house of the chatzer. It could be an Erev between chatzeres. As long as there's overlap from your Erev to the other chatzeres, and which would negate the need for Shita Mavayis, or if your Shita Mavayis can negate the need for Erev Chatzeres, that does work. So Rabbanan say it works, Rameir says it doesn't work. Okay, now we have Machlaikis. What's the scenarios between in this Machlaikis, or Rabbanan and Rameir? We'll see. The Mar is very clear. Pligi bar of Nechumi Rabba. And Nechumi Rabba argue, Chanam Rabba Paskul Amma Le Pligi to Bechada Sagi. One of them said, we're not sure which says which, but from Nechumi and Rabba, one of them say that when you make a Shitaf and you use bread, Rav Meir would agree to that banan, and everyone would agree that what? That it does work. A shita is sufficient, and you don't only need an Erev. Ki pliki b'yayin. They were only arguing about wine. They weren't arguing about bread. By bread of shitaf, it negates the requirement, the necessity for an Erev Chatzeres. The shitaf of bread would take over both of those requirements. That is one version. However, top of the Amen, v'chad ayin beis ben aleph, v'chad amar, b'yayin d'klam l'pligi, b'inan tarti. By wine, everyone agrees on the contrary. By wine, everyone agrees it doesn't work. By wine, everyone agrees you need, if you make the shitaf of the wine, everyone agrees you're still going to need a separate Erev Chatzeres with bread. Ki pliki, where do the Rabbanan say, Aramaic still says it doesn't work in this case, but where does Rabbanan say it works? Ki pliki bepas. When you use bread, Rabbanan say it works over there, you don't know any Erev Chatzeres, and over there, Aramaic still says that it doesn't work. So the first lashon is more lenient, says that everyone agrees when using pas, it works. Ho machlekes Rabbanan Aramaic is by wine. Second lashon is more chamer, says on the contrary, everyone agrees by wine, it doesn't work. Machlekes says the Rabbanan says by bread, Shitav takes away the need for Erev Chatzeres, and the Rabbanan Shita, and Aramaic does not agree. Okay. Now, before we go further, just two quick points. So, what's Taka Pshat? I understand that for a chatzar you need bread, and we said the lamedus why. We explained from Rashi, we said before, because you're being kaveh a makam, that all the people here, this is their makam, they're all joining into one house on Shabbos. And that's why you need bread. Only bread has that power. Bread, or I guess something like bread, but not wine itself wouldn't have that power. So then why, when you make a shita mavayis, according to the first lashon was saying, everyone agrees that bread works, that's fine. And the Rabbanan, according to Lashon, we didn't actually focus on this, but according to Lashon, the Rabbanan would agree even wine works. And Rameir says, no, wine doesn't work. But that would be the Machlekes. Rabbanan would say even wine, a Veshitif, works to negate the requirement of having an Erev Chatzeres. But why? L'chari, you need bread. If you need bread, Erev Chatzeres, and wine doesn't work for Erev Chatzeres, so why would the wine of Shitim Avayis work? It's a shtaka technical issue. So the Mefarshim explain that, I mean, it's really right there, Rashi, really, also, Rashi performs this, that once it's working for Shitav, it's like a migu. Once we say the wine works for Shitav, even though wine wouldn't work for Erev Chatzeres, once it's working for Shitav Mavayis, and Shitav Mavayis is encompassing the whole neighborhood, so it encompasses the Erev Chatzeres as well, and therefore you don't need, you're not going to need an Erev of bread, even though the Shitav is taking over, even though Shitav is made of wine, that's like an idea of migu. But using that logic further, according to the second Lashon, where we're saying that on the contrary, everyone agrees Yayin doesn't work, which means everyone agrees you're not saying this migu, and the Machlokes says if pas works, so then you really get to specific, then you have a little bit of ara. Gan Yaakov says, manvshach, once you're saying that wine doesn't work because you don't say migu, so a shita mavayis and an Erev Chatzeres have two a very fundamentally different placing. The shita mavayis could be anywhere in the mavayis. The Erev Chatzeres has to be in one of the houses. So the bread has to be one of the houses. L'chayre, if you tell me it only works by pas and not by wine, because since wine can't work for Erev Chatzeres, therefore the wine of the shita mavayis can't work for Erev Chatzeres, so even using pas, you should have to put the pas in a specific house. And the Gan Yaakov says, and the Chanami, The Gan Yaakov says, in order to work, Lachar would have to be in a specific house. In order for the pas of Sheet and Vice to work, it would have to be in a specific house. Lamaisa, Lamaisa, Lamaisa. We're going to speak of Lamaisa again soon, but we've spoken this out many times in the past, that again, what do we do in our city? And what do we do in most cities? We make a Sheet and Vice, we make a box of matzah, which serves as a Sheet and Vice, and as the Ruvi Chateris, and we put it not in a dwelling, we put it in the shul. And the Ramah explains the reason is because it's working out its Mavai. Oh, very good, but according to the Gan Yaakov, Lachar, you should have to put it into a house. Lachar would come out a little bit of an ara. According to Gan Yaakov, it would seem like it would have to be in a house. Whereas the Ramah is explaining the minig of the velt is what we do. Clearly what we do, the minig of the velt is that you put it into a shul and that suffice. Let's see, we'll speak more about the halacha in a second as the Gemara does. Says the Gemara first, Akasha Meisvei, on the second bright, the second opinion that we quote on top of the Amid, that says everyone agrees wine doesn't work. And the Mechalik says by pas, if it does work, look at this braisa. You can make Erev or Shitav Maylav Eimarv Mechatzer Papas Amishatav Mavamayin Biyayin. When it says you could either do Erev or Shitav, wasn't the lashon of the braisa coming to say, the Rabbanan coming to say, you could do either Erev which is with pas, or you could do shita, which is with yayin, and either way it works. So we see even yayin does work, not like the second lashon, right? The first lashon. Gemara deflects and says no. Rav Gidom said name Rav. Hachamar, this I can read that brisa. Ima arvim bechatz bepas mitar mekavikan. Ima ashtafim bemavi bepas umitar mekavikan. No, we just meant you could do the whatever adjustment you're doing. You could do it in the chatzer or in the shita in the mavi, but either way it's got to be bread. We have no raya. We have no raya that it could be even with wine. We have no raya to the first lashon. Could be even like the second lashon. Bottom line, what's the halacha? Amar v'nim Rav, halacha Meir. Halacha is like Rav Meir. Now we have two Rav Meirs. We have Rav Meir, according to the first lashon, Rav Meir would agree that pas works. According to the second lashon, Rav Meir says pas doesn't work. But we say halacha is Rav Meir. Rav Huna, Amar v'nim says, minig Rav Meir. No, we don't go teaching that. Remember that when we teach it the way Rashi teaches these three lashonis, halacha, minig, and we're going to have nagu in a second. Rashi teaches these on Daf Samach Beis. We had not so long ago. We had about 10 ago. So Rashi teaches halacha means you teach parabim. You go teach parabim. This is the halacha. Minig means that you don't go teach the halacha, but if someone comes to ask you a shayla, that's a pasuk. You take a pasuk in that way, but you don't proliferate, you don't teach a parabim. It's not as strong as a clear cut halacha that you teach a parabim. That's the second madrega, that's a funa, for a minig ramer. For b'yechon amarechon, it says, no go on ramer. Ramechon says, the ilm was naig like ramer. The lashon naig, Rashi explains, is that's what they did, and we're not meicha. Meaning, really, Rabbi Yechon is saying halacha is like the chachamim. Rabbi Yechon would be of the opinion halacha is like the rabbanan. That's really the ikar halacha. People are being nagel like our mayor, and we let them nagel our mayor. We let them be nagel like our mayor, and we don't make a macha. We didn't stop them. Okay, now there's a little bit of a problem. This is exactly the way we teach this. These three lashonis back on Samach Beis. Again, halacha is you proliferate it, parabim. Minig is you don't proliferate it, but you pasken that way. And nagu is it's really not the right halacha, but we just leave it that way. We let you do it. We don't make a macha. Ask Taisus, another rishonim. Taisus different masal nagu. First, like the widest lines. Taisus says, in the second line of Taisus, him taimer uma macha shayach kan im machmir kermir. Mir is the machmir here. It would say when someone's nayeg, you don't stop them. You don't make a macha. That would normally be when the person is being nayeg a kula. Over here, Rav Meir is being nayig a chumra. Rav Meir is saying that you cannot, again, according to the first lashon, make it erev. You cannot substitute the erev for the chatzer with the shitav mevayis when the shitav is done with wine. According to the second lashon, Rav Meir is saying you can't even substitute the erev chatzeris with the shitav mevayis when the shitav is even with bread. Either way, Rav Meir is being machmir. What's the big chiddush to say? Nagu, when the nayig like Rav Meir, we didn't make a macha. Why would you make a macha? Let the guy be machmer. No. Let him be machmer. Okay, sometimes we know we're not so happy with people are machmer for no reason. If it's not kalacha, but this guy wants to be machmer like Rav Meir. Why is that such the lush and nagu that we let him behave that way is not so geschmack? Says Taisvis? No, because it is geschmack. Because there's a few scenarios where being machmer like Rav Meir actually translates into a potential kula, such as, well, we'll read Taisus aside, the first two answers. Taisus brings, Taisus further, addresses further, and this other Rishonim, we'll just speak of the first two answers of Taisus. The Yishlaimad lehavi bracha lebatola. When you make an Erev, you make a bracha. When you make a sheet of mava, you make a bracha. The Erev is going to be a bracha lebatola. It's a bracha lebatola because you don't need it. If we hold like the Rabbi Yechon holds like Rabbanan, they don't need it. And when the person's being nagu, he's being machak or meir, very nice, he's making a chumr like a erev, which is not necessary, but that bracha is not necessary because you don't need the erev bachlal. That would be an issue of bracha lebatola, and we're talking not going to be makbin. That is taka, that's taka bechidish. That's chidish. One, nagu, we don't make a macha. You have to know what's taka b'shat. But he says, actually, brings somewhere that a person who wants to be machmir cannot make a bracha based on a tzad yachid that we don't pass like. He wants to go and be like a tzad yachid and do a chumrah. Do the chumrah with the tahid if you want to, but you can't make a bracha that basis brings it. And the first discuss how that basis of shtims with our taisis. Chaznish actually qualifies and says this that taisis is saying you're allowed to make a bracha based on shitas or meir is very specific. You can make a bracha based on shitas or meir only in a case, only a person. We had this idea earlier and not so long ago in the daf that a person who is naig in all of his halachas could be a meir, like his kulas, like his chumras. So since he's a meir person, so he can take on and make a bracha. But enoch lami to make a bracha because being machbek a meir, when we don't pass like a meir, you would not be able to make a bracha. It would take up being an issue of bracha levatala, as is like the chazan ish. Okay. That is Taisa's first nafkamina. Taisa's second nafkamina is, what do you mean again? The question is, you're being nagu kramer, and we said that means you don't make a macha, you let me nagu kramer. Who cares? You're being machmer anyway. Says Taisa's second answer, no, this is a chumr shasli de kula. What if you need to bring a knife or hot water for a baby for bismila? If you're not going to allow, meaning Ramer is essentially saying that you need to make another adjustment besides the shita mavayas, you'd have to make a separate erev chatzeres. Separately, you don't say that the shita mavayas encompasses erev chatzeres. But if we hold that it does, so a person would be able to carry in that area a knife for bismila, no problem, be able to carry hot water, and because you're the kramer, being machmer, it's going to delay, it's going to cause people to be meneya from being able to bring the knife, bring the water, and be able to do a bris milah, and therefore that could be a potential chumra as well, and that's a chiddush. Even a person who's going to take on such a chumra, I mean machmer, we're still not going to stop it. Now there's a side question over here, before we get to the Mishnah, the side question over here, that the Rashba is bothered. We know, we have this many times, the Jasa's actually going to come up again, I think in the next 15-20 blah. Rabbi Yechanan Paskins like Stam Mishnah. It comes up many times, dozens of times in Shas. Rabbi Yechanan Paskins like Stam Mishnah. And Rabbi Yechanan over here is clearly Paskining like Rabbanan. Rabbi Yechanan is saying, Nagu, they were Noig like Rameir, we didn't make a Macha. But we Paskin like the Rabbanan who allow the Shitov takes away the need to make an Erev. Asks the Rashba, and the Ritva has the same question as well, that there's going to be a Stam Mishnah coming up where the Stam Mishnah is based on our mayor. The Gemara is going to explain what's Pshat in this Mishnah. The Pshat in this Mishnah goes like our mayor, that when even though you have a sheet of Mavayas, you still have to make separately an Erev Chatzeres. So you have a Stam Mishnah, which the Gemara explains to be like our mayor, and Rabbi Yechanan, who holds the Pasuk Stam Mishnah, should pass it that way. Yet over here he's clearly saying that Nagu Kar Mayor, we let people act like our mayor. If they do, we don't make a Macha, but we don't pass it that way. We pass like the Rabbanan. Azayfek, the Rishayin, and Rashba, Ritva, they ask the question. Rashba answers that on that Gemara coming up again, I think it's coming up rather shortly, that Gemara. The Rashba says Rabbi Yechanan would have some sort of other explanation in the Mishnah. Remember, there's like this Stam Mishnah, and the Gemara is going to say, who's the Mishnah like? Rameir. Rabbi Yechanan is an Amira. The Gemara doesn't speak it out, but he obviously would have to learn that Mishnah is going like some other Tana, not like Rameir. That's the Rashba's answer that perhaps Rabbi Yechanan argues on the Gemara's interpretation coming up. The Ritva says he has a Girsa that the Mishnah says explicitly, Divir Rameir. Now, why does it make it better? It's a Mishnah like a mayor. Because Stam Mishnah we pass like. Rabbi Yechanan pass like a Stam Mishnah. When the Mishnah says, this is the words of a mayor, we know, even if there's no dissenting view, we no longer automatically pass the way. The whole notion of Palach Stam Mishnah is based on the idea that if Rabbi Yehuda Nasi chose to teach a Mishnah Stam without putting any names to it, it's as if he's saying this is a universal din. It's as if there's no machlaikas. Even if there's machlaikas, he's trying to make it, so to speak. He's not trying to fool us, but he's trying to make it, this is the established halacha, as if there's no machlaikas. So once you have a girsa divir a mayor in that Mishnah, says the Ritva, it wouldn't be fair anymore how Rabbi Yechanan could pass like Stam Mishnah and not pass like a mayor. He could pass like the Rabbanan, not like a mayor, because the Mishnah later on is not a Stam Mishnah. It says, Rameir explicitly. Okay, halach lamaisa. We're left really with four possibilities. Just to wrap up this conversation, we're left with four possibilities. We have machlekes rabbanan and Rameir, whether the shita mavayis negates the need to make an erev chaseris. Once I have shita mavayis, do I no longer have to make an erev chaseris? That's machlekes Rameir. Rabbanan says yes. Rameir says no. But we have machlekes in the machlekes. We had the first lashon. We had Nechumi and Rabba who had an argument. Where exactly? Rav Nechumi and Rav had argument, where exactly is the machlekes? The first lashon held, but not true, says what? But the first one held that the machlekes is by yayin only. By yayin, our mayor says, a sheet of dumb with yayin can't negate the need for an heir of with pas. But a sheet of with pas, that would negate the need, according to everyone, even Rameir would agree, that Rameir would agree to Rabbanan, that it negates the need for an heir with pas. The Rabbanan say it works even by yayin, a sheet of yayin negates the need for any heir of chaseris. That's the first lashon. Second lashon, no. Everyone agrees by yayin it doesn't work, a sheet of yayin doesn't work, the whole machlekes is by pas. So the shayla is, which way do you pass? Do you pass like Rameir, do you pass like Rabbanan? Do you pass like the first lashon, do you pass like the second lashon? So the Rishonim argue in many directions. I'm not going to go into, there's a whole bunch of list where different Rishonim bring different sheetas. Essentially, Baal Ma'ar brings like the Rabbanan of the first lashon. There are a bunch of the first lashon that both yayin and pas works. Why? This is a cloud we've quoted many times in the Masechta. Halacha k'divrei make a beirif. So that would fit like the rabbanon of the first lashon. That's the most lenient approach, and therefore we paskin like the rabbanon of the first lashon. That is the balam ar lemaisa ar minig, which is based on shitas kadmainim. Is we spoke about just a few moments ago. We put a box of matzah in in a centralized shul. Again, in Toronto, we put it on Good the North, and we put a box of matzah, and that serves as both the shittiv and as the Erev. That serves both the shittiv and the Erev. So it's not really clearly for sure pasuk like the Rabbanan. We just could be pasuk like the first lashon, and we go like Rav Meir as well. The first lashon, according to the first lashon, Rav Meir would agree. So we use pas, and we put it in a central location. We make a shittiv and an Erev at the same time. Rama explains because we're going with one of these with the tzad that pas is enough to negate the need for Erev Chatzeris. Again, not necessarily a riot or a bit Rabbanan or a Meir. It's just a riot that either in the first lashon we can go like anybody Rabbanan or a Meir, or in the second lashon we're at least going like the Rabbanan. The Meister Ramas is further. So why don't we? Why don't we join the Chatzer? The Rama says, another reason why we're takav, forget about who we pasken like, to say we pass that pass takes away the need. Rama says, what we do is better than with the Shalos of the Gemara. Why? Because Rama says, in the Shalos of the Gemara, in the discussion of the Gemara, they used to have these Chatzeris. The Chatzeris were in need already. They would be making adjustments, their own adjustments of having Erev Chatzeris. And then they would subsequently go and make a Shita Mavayas. And in the case where one week they didn't make Erev Chatzeris, they wanted the Shita Mavayas to overtake and work in the place of Erev Chatzeris. That could be more problematic, more of a discussion. But we go, and on day one, we initially go straight to Shita Mavayas. We never even make the Erev Chatzeris. We make one big Shita Mavayas, and by going directly to the stage of Shita Mavayas, therefore, that's better. In that case, perhaps everyone would agree that works using Pas. That would work, and you don't have to worry about making Erev Chatzeris. That's a svara the Rama brings. The Meis Lavush is not in love with that svara. Lavush says, not sure where the Rama got that svara from, but again, bottom line, that's still what we do. But the Rama is running another logic besides for perhaps Pas like Rabban or Pas like Rameh, according to first lesson. He wants to bring another logic why we do what we do, and the Lavush doesn't like the Rama's other explanation. Okay, Zakta Mishnah. Yes. Okay, Zakta Mishnah. If someone has the pictures, you know, we have the sometimes Hirsch, you've posted onto the chat the pictures from that wonderful Erevin book. So there's actually a great picture for this Mishnah. If someone has, if they can post it, you may have the book, but sometimes if you post it to the chat. Anyway, you have five chaburas that are spending Shabbos in one house. So the shaila is, how many contributions must they make to the Erev? You have multiple houses in the Chatzar. Every house has to contribute to the Chatzar. But what if you have five families living in one house? Do they have to make five separate contributions, or they can make one contribution? Now, it's pashut that if it's five separate apartments, and that's what we're going to see later in the Gemara, that's clear that if it's five separate apartments, everyone's going to agree they need five separate contributions. The question is, if it's not mamish apartments, they're dwelling kind of in a, it's actually a machlekes in Achreinim, are we talking about a temporary dwelling? We're talking about a temporary dwelling, and that's why we have the Shaila. But if it was a permanent dwelling, for sure you would need separate Shkayach, but for sure you would need, I meant to the whole daf chat, for sure you would need a separate adjustments from separate contributions from each, or someone would say exactly opposite. If it's only temporary, you zikah don't need from each. Only when it's permanent, we have a shaila. That's actually a machlekes in Achreinim. So we won't get into that nuance because it's a mamish opposite approaches. But the point is, these people are living in this house, and it's separated. They have these walls that are separating them. We'll see the size of the walls coming up in the Gemara. So beishame erim erev l'chachabur chamura. You need an erev for each group. It's a fancy way of saying you don't need a separate erev. Each group has to contribute to the erev. Beisaleimim erev echlekula. No, one erev. If you give an erev on behalf of the whole house, one erev for the half of the house is good. Each group doesn't have to contribute separately. One erev on behalf of the whole house is sufficient. Umayda beisilz mayda. Bezmanche besasu shurim chadarim aliyas. If some of them are dwelling in chadarim, that's rooms. That's really like apartments. Or upper stories, separate floors. Shehein tzrichel erev chabura chabura. In that case, every chabura has got to give, every group has to give their own contribution to the erev into this chatzar. They're all considered separate dwellers, and they have to contribute separately into the erev of the overall chatzar. Amar Nachman. We're going to actually have four explanations of what wall are we talking about in the Reish of the Mishnah, where Bishamay, remember, the Sefer of the Mishnah, Beis Hillel agrees to Bishamay. Beis Hillel and Bishamay both agree that when you have rooms and you have aliyahs, everyone agrees over there that you need separate contributions. In the Reish is where we have Machlekes. What is that case in the Reish? We're going to have two Lashonis of Nachman, and then we're going to have Machlekes between Reb Chiya and Reb Shimon Rebbe. Let's see. So we're going to have four opinions what this wall is. Amar Nachman. Machlekes is when you have one of these like small walls. The point is, it's less than even 10 tefachim. It's clearly like a temporary, makeshift type of wall. It's not going to last. It's less than 10 tefachim high. So that's why we have Machlekes, that Bishamah says you still need to have separate contributions because these people are separated. And Basil says, no, they can all contribute together. Al Machitza Basar, once you have Machitza, a petition of 10 tefachim, that's a real Machitza, they're called Erev Chabur Vachabura. Everyone's going to agree you need a separate Erev for every group needs to contribute a separate Erev. Ikadami, some say no. Rav Nachman, again, there's a second version in Rav Nachman itself. Even when there is this small little wall under ten tefachim, there's a machlekes. Meaning, even there, there's a machlekes b'sham b'silol. Even in that case, now let me be clear. The first version of Nachman said machlekes b'mispes, but above ten tefachim, everyone agrees you need to have separate contributions. By saying now af. The word af is the key word. Afimis mismachlekes. What we're saying is that Beishamay and Beisil argue in both cases, not just below Tedvachim. They also argue in a wall above Tedvachim. We didn't say how high it goes, but at least Beisil is going to agree. Beisil is going to maintain, I should say, his opinion that just like a wall below Tedvachim is not enough to separate and require a separate contribution, even a wall above Tedvachim will not require a separate contribution going to Beisil. Now, what wall will? That will be a separate conversation. How tall does it have to be? We'll see. Pliki bar Ravchia, Rav Shem Rabbi. Rav Shem Rabbi also argued as to what's the explanation in our Mishnah. One says the Mishnah is talking about a machlekes in the Mishnah of Beis Hamikdash is again where you have a wall that reaches up to the ceiling. The whole machlekes says when you have a wall that reaches the ceiling, there's walls that reach the ceiling, but I guess the rooms are not fully enclosed, but there's walls between them reaching the ceiling. Since the rooms are not fully separately enclosed, therefore Beis Hamikdash says you do not need separate Erevs, and Beis Shammai says you do need, because the walls go to the ceiling. But when the walls don't go to the ceiling, sounds like walls that are certainly well above ten tefachim, they just don't reach the ceiling, and still we're saying everyone agrees according to this opinion. We don't know who it is again. We have Rav Chia and Rav Shimon Rebbe, we're not sure who says what, but one of them is saying that when you have walls that don't reach the ceiling, everyone agrees one contribution for the whole house is sufficient. The Chan Amar, the other one says opposite. No, the Machlekes is specifically by walls that go up. Again, sounds like higher than Tadvachim, but don't reach the ceiling. Aval, Mechitza Magis Tikra. When you come to walls that reach the ceiling, even Beisil is going to agree over there, you need a separate Erev for each group. So we really have four different explanations where the Mechlekes is. We have, again, just go outside quickly. We have the first Lashem says, Mechlekes is a wall that's less than Tadvachim tall. That's Mechlekes. Beshamah says, you still need separate contributions. Beisil says, no. Above Tadvachim, according to Lashem, everyone agrees you need. According to the first Lashon, you would need a separate contribution, even if they would agree. According to the second Lashon, they argue even when it's above ten tefachim, they still argue when you need a separate contribution. According to the third Lashon, they argue when it goes to the ceiling. They argue, even if it goes to the ceiling, Beis Shammai says you need separate contributions, but Beis Hillel says, even there you don't need separate contributions, and if it doesn't reach the ceiling, then everyone agrees you would not need separate contributions according to the third Lashon. According to the fourth Lashon, it's opposite of the third Lashon, which means that when it goes to the ceiling, everyone agrees you for sure need separate contributions. When it goes almost, when it doesn't quite reach the ceiling, that's where Beis Shammai's Machmer and Beis Hillel's Mekel. Okay, top of Ambeis. We're going to be a brisa now, which we're going to say stims like two of the malchim and doesn't fit with two of the malchim. Meisvei. Amar Rida Saver. Rida Saver says, before you get to the kishkas, the lemdas, just technical, who's Rida Saver? What's the name Saver? Says Rashi, type Rashi the page. Al Shem Charfik Arlachi. He was charef, he was a sharp guy. He had good svaras, so he's called Rida Saver. That's what Rashi says. Rabbi Chanan takes issue. His issue he has, doesn't really explain in the Taisus, his issue, but the issue that Taisus quotes Rabbi Chanan, but Rabbi Chanan himself explains, his issue is that in all of Shas, this is the first person that was a sharp person, that was considered charef. I mean, if the name was used more often, so I could say, yeah, that's what it means. It means a sharp person, but to have only one person, all of Shas, be at one Tana, be the Savar, be the Chorfei, a little bit schwer to say that. Therefore, Rabbi Nachman gives a different shot, which takes the quote, top Taisus. He says it's something to do with able to be, instead of Savar, it's Savach, to make clothing, came, it's Nefes, the Kaiva, someone that can make put hats together, that's one Taisha brings, or another Taisha brings, it was the name of a city, right? It was the name of a city, he was, Rabbi Yehuda was from a place called Savach, but he switches the gears from Savar to Savach, and has a whole different Taisha. Okay, so this Rabbi Yehuda, we're going to go with Rashi, where Rashi's reading, that's Rida Savar. So Rida Savar says as follows, and there's a Tana. Remember, the explanation we gave was Rav Nachman, Gersa 1, Rav Nachman, version 2 of Rav Nachman, Rav Chia, okay, Rav Chia also was really a late Tana, but he is a Tana. He's the end of Tanaim. He's Talmud of Rebbe, and Rav Shem Rebbe also is Talmud of Rebbe. So we have a couple of very late Tanaim, early Amaram, and Rav Nachman is certainly an Amaram. Here we have a Braisa, which we're going to really try to hold the Amaram or the other four opinions to this Braisa. Rida Safa says as follows: Lenechu Beshame Besil Amachitas Hamagias the Tikra Beshame Besil. Do not argue by Machitas that reach the ceiling. Shatzrichan Erev Lekol Chabur VeChabura that you require an Erev for every Chabura. There's no Machlekes there. If the walls reach the ceiling, for sure you need a separate Erev for each one. Alman echku, a machit shema gets the tikkun. Machik is specifically when the walls do not reach the ceiling, shebeshama erim, erv l'chachabur chabura, when the walls don't reach the ceiling, that's where this machik is. Beshama says that you need erv for every chabura, and Beisil says, Beisil erim, erv echlekulam, and Beisil says in that case, that's what you need. Beisil says you still could have erv echlekulam, but when it reaches the ceiling, everyone agrees that you need a separate for each one, which is exactly word for word like the fourth lashon. I mean, that's pretty clear. Rav Yehuda Safra's wording fits like a glove for the fourth lashon. Says the Gemara, "Lamadar mechitza megias the tikkun machlekes." According to the opinion that this is the third lashon, that the mechitza when it reaches the ceiling, that's goof where the machlekes is. No way to jive it with Rav. Nobody jive it with Rav Yehuda Safra. Look at the Gemara's lashon. Tiyufta. We call it a tiyufta. It's clearly a contradiction. Tiyufta means not just that it doesn't work with him, it's not a machlekes. We slug him up. That mahalach is now gone. It's off. The man damer, the last mahalach that we quoted, fits like a glove. The man damer mechitzas, shema gets the tikkun machlekes. The machlekes is when the mechitzas did not reach the ceiling. That's where the machlekes is. But if the mechitzas reaches the ceiling, everyone agrees that you need a separate contribution from each member. Siyasa. This price is a perfect raya to his explanation. Okay, now let's go to Rav Nachman. L'hachlash the Gemara Rav Nachman machlekes b'mitzvos. According to the first lashon in Rav Nachman, the first lashon of the Gemara, that the machlekes says where it's a wall that doesn't reach a height of 10 tefachim. That's where it's a machlekes. Beshama says you still need a mechitza there for each one. An era from each one. And Beisil says you do not. So tiyufta, it's fair. Why? Because according to that lashon, once it's 10 tefachim, we said everyone agrees you're going to need a contribution separate from each one. And clearly here we're saying no. Even, only when it reaches the ceiling do we say everyone agrees you need a separate contribution, but as long as it didn't reach the ceiling, we have machlekes still. So clearly, the first lashon of Nachman does not jive with this member of Yudah Asafer. Lastly, lahach lishon of Nachman af mitzvahs machlekes. According to the second lashon of Nachman, it says that even b'mitzvahs machlekes, so he wasn't saying machlekes is only b'mitzvahs under tedvachim. Machlekes is both below tedvachim and above tedvachim, so lame it tiyufta, let it be a tiyufta, because the reason is because, like we've been saying, the mashmayas is that not only is the machlekes up to 10 tefachim, less than 10 tefachim, even above 10 tefachim, but it's not mashma, it's going close to the ceiling. Maybe there's a different madrega. Says the Gemara, no. Amachnachnachm can make a shtim. Pligim mechitza vuadilim b'mispeis. If I had to come up with mechitza, l'dich kachin derat beis hillel. Reb Nachman can be, he could basically say, I'm like that. Second opinion, the fourth sheet that we brought, the second version of Reb Nachman could be like the second version in the machlekes of Chia and of Shem Rebbe. That what? That machlekes is anything short of the ceiling, there's a machlekes. Again, the fourth version that we brought did not discuss something that's very low. It just discussed if it didn't reach the ceiling, it's a machlekes. When it reaches the ceiling, it's a machlekes. So it could be, Rav Nachman could say, I hold the same thing. Machlekes is from the ground all the way up to the ceiling. Rabbi Shammai says you need a separate contribution from each, and Beis Hillel says you do not. But everyone agrees once you reach the ceiling, you for sure need a separate contribution from each. Says Rav Nachman, I agree, I can hold that lashon. Why did I discuss a case of Haitika Mifligi Mechitza? Not me, sorry. Why did the Bryce explain? We're talking about a case of Mechitza when I was talking about a case of Mispace. Bryce wanted to teach you the Koyach Beis Hillel, who says you do not require a separate contribution from each, even when it's a tall wall, well above 10 tefachim, almost to the ceiling. Since it didn't quite reach the ceiling, Beis Hillel says that takes away the requirement of needing from each member a contribution. Says Gemara, why are you picking that case to teach the Koyach of Beis Hillel? Lifligu Mispace, pick a case of Mispace of a short wall, like Rav Nachman's case, like Dichach Beis Shammai, and teach the Chiddush of Beis Shammai, even when the wall is less than 10 tefachim, you still need a contribution from each. That's Hakar B'Chiddush too. Why don't you teach the Chiddush according to Beis Shammai? Says Gemara, of course, the famous Yisoid, Kayach Teteret Adif. The Kayach of Heter is Adif. We always like to teach the Kayach of the one who is Mekel more than the Kayach of the one who's Machmer. Beis Shammai is Machmer, Beis Hillel is Mekel, and therefore we prefer to go with the Mekel's approach, which is we prefer to teach the bigger Chiddush in the Mekel in Beis Hillel as opposed to in Beis Shammai. Now, two points on that, on this idea. First of all, we know we have also another concept of Beis Shammai, Makom Beis Hillel, Lav Mishnah. Because we pass like Beis Hillel so strongly over Beis Shammai, you can say the reason why we taught the bigger Chiddush in Beis Hillel is not because Beis Hillel is the Mekel. Beis Shammai, Makom Beis Hillel, Lav Mishnah. So we want to teach the Chiddush in Beis Hillel. That's what we're focused on. It's less of a gishmak to teach a Chiddush in Beis Shammai when we consider that the opinion of Beis Shammai, the Makom Beis Hillel, doesn't hold anyway. So that's why we go to Beis Hillel. Who had then in first trying to discuss? We could have said that. That could have been another answer to the Mar's Kasha. The Mar picked a good answer regardless. This is a Shas answer of Kesh Deitar Adif, but that also would have been another answer. Point number one. Point number two is Rashi and Beitz explains what's the idea behind Kayach Tetir Adif. What's the idea? So the idea is fairly logical, and that is that when it comes to being machmir, you don't have to have vast amounts of knowledge. Someone asks you this mutter asr. So in order to say it's mutter, I have to know all the halachas and be able to say with certainty, yes, this is mutter. But to say it's asr, that's just a simple default. I could say, yeah, it's asr. Either it's mutter, Either it's aser for real, or if it's not aser, it's mutter. I'm just telling you, don't eat it. You can't go wrong by not eating it. Okay, you're throwing it out for a reason, but it's a much easier eitzah to just say be machmir. It takes more of a pleitzah, it takes more of an achrayas, so to speak, more of a knowledge to have the power to be makel. That's how Rashi explains. Okay, so there's an interesting conversation that Slach over there says, the yisoid that we say that koyach da teira adif is specifically by daraisas. Not by darbanans. Why? Because since by darbanans, anyway, when there's a suffix darbanan lekula, if I hold suffix darbanan lekula by darbanans, so what's the grace of kunz of being makel by darbanan? The whole logic was, it takes a plaitzis to be mater. By deraisis, by suffix deraisis lechumra, so you really have to know what you're talking about to be makel. But by darbanans, anyway, suffix darbanan lekula, you don't have that same power, you don't have the same achrayas, you're not taking on the same, that same, responsibility by being mako, because anyway, Safdar Banan is the Kula, and therefore, it doesn't show, you don't see Kartlai Tera Adif. Picture this from the Slach, because, again, we can't confuse. A Safdar Banan doesn't just mean, I don't know the Lach, because I didn't get a chance to look it up, or I never learned it. If the Lach is out there and it's clear, I just don't know it, then, you know, go verify it. So it's not so simple. But the point is, I mean, really, what I'm explaining is really the answer to Kasha. The Kasha they ask on the Slach is Agamara. Agamara is talking about Erevin, we're talking about Darabanans, and we're saying, Kayachta Tera Adif, and we chose to explain a Chiddush like Beisilil, as opposed to like Beishamai. Isn't that a clear proof, not like the Slach, that we say Kayach Leiter Adav even by Drabbanan? So the Muslim Eish suggests along the lines of what I was just really pointing out, that we don't say Suffolk Drabbanan Lekula just willy-nilly. Suffolk Lekula is when there's a real inherent Suffolk in the situation, Suffolk in the Metzias, Suffolk in Halacha because it's some sort of Machlaikis that leads to Suffolk, but not because I just don't know the Halacha. So the Chiddush is that over here we're being Meiko, saying the Kayach HaTera would apply even Suffolk agree, even by Drabbanan, if it's in Psak, if coming to say that we allow to go like the more lenient approach, which is Beis Hillel over here, right? And we're showing how far he takes that approach, that would also apply Suffolk, it would also apply not Suffolk, sorry, Kayach HaTera Adif would apply even by Darbun, even according to, even with the Tzlach, you say, interesting conversation from the Tzlach and the Mutzumesh. Okay, says the Gemara further. Omer Rav Nachman Amrav. Halach Rabbi Yehuda Asaber. Halach Asak Rabbi Yehuda Asaber. Omer Nachman Yitzchak Masih Samideik HaMishas Meduik. Remember, Rabbi Yehuda Asaber said, when the walls go up to the ceiling, everyone agrees he needs separate contributions for all the members of this house. When the walls don't reach the ceiling, Beis Shammai says he still needs separate contributions. Beis Hillel says no, one contribution is sufficient. So we pass like Rav Asaver's interpretation of the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Rav Nachman Yitzchak says to Rav Nachman in the name of Rav, Masih Samideika, our Mishnah is talking about the way you've explained it. That Halach is like Rabbi Yehuda Asaber. Tani Umaydim is Mashmi Tzas Mashurim Bechadar Malias. The end of the Mishnah says Beis Hillel agrees when they're dwelling in rooms and in attics or second stories, then everyone has to contribute separately, even Beis Hillel agrees. Now, what does that mean? My Chadar Malias. What does it mean, Chadar Malias? Maidim Shetrichim Erev L'chol Chaburim Chabura. My Chadar Malias. What does it mean, Chadarim and Alias? Ilayim Chadarim, Chadarim, Mamish, Alias, Lias, Mamish. It literally means proper full rooms, rooms that are fully solid walls, separate on all sides, with doors, and proper stories, separate stories, first story, second story. Pshita, that's mamish, separate houses, separate apartments. Of course over there you're going to need separate contributions. What's the chiddush that Beis Hillel is made over there? Elalav, Ke'en Chadarim, Ke'en Aliyas. Remind you, Mechitza Magiyas Tikrish Mamina. It means like rooms and like separate floors, but it's not mamish. You just have walls that go up to the ceiling, but otherwise it's still open. It's not mamish, fully cornered off. It's not full rooms, and still we're saying in that case that everyone agrees you need to have separate contributions. So we see, like Rida Saver, that once the walls reach the ceiling, everyone agrees you need separate contributions. Let's see a few more lines. We'll stop. Says the Martana, Bamed Ramamurim, Kishmalikha, say Ruven the Makam Acher. When do we say that we're qualifying now the Machlekes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel as follows? We're saying that at this point, till this point, we were understanding the Machlekes is that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel were arguing what type of divider creates separate areas. Now we're making a new qualification that we haven't discussed till now. When do we say we have these machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, what's considered an obligation to each one contribute separately, one can contribute together, is when the Erev is being brought to another house in the Chatzar. You have a Chatzar, multiple houses, Erev's going to another house. Over there we have machlekes, how many people have to contribute? Do all five members of this house have to contribute or not? By the way, I forgot to point out that, again, the number, of course, is five. We point out many times for Beis of Engel, in this Masechta we have at least over 20 times, when we talk about a Chatzar and a Ruchatiris, we pick the number of five dwellers in the chutzner. Here we're picking in the number five. It's a little different. We're picking the number five dwellers in this house within the chutzner. So there's other houses as well, but in this house in the chutzner, there's five dwellers as well. Okay, so the point is that when the
Erev is being placed in a different house. That's when we have this whole conversation between Mishnah and Basil. Aval, Im, Hayin, Rufa, Ba'atzlan. If the Erev was being placed in their house, if it was being placed in the home base for the Erev, was this exact house? Divrei HaKel, Erev, Echelikulan. Everyone agrees one Erev would be sufficient for all them. There wouldn't be Machlaikas. So according to the Bryce, Mishnah and Basil aren't arguing in a case, they're not arguing the exact walls that are there to make create obligations for separate contributions. They're arguing on the in the scenario where the Erev is not in the house versus where the Erev is in the house. Says the Mark, come on, Azla, who does it go like? This Brisa, Hadatanya, Chamisha Gavas Eruven, five people who gave their Erev, Kishmalichan, as Erev in the Makmacher, Erev Echad Lekulan, come on, Kabezilil. So who does it go like when we say five people, when they gather Erev and they're bringing it to another place? Then we're saying that they can still join it. They can still join as one, even if it's in another place. They can still join as one. That would only fit like Beis Hillel, because we're saying when the Erev is at the location of the house, even Meshame agrees one Erev is sufficient. Hamachlekes is when they're bringing the Erev in a different house. That's the Hamachlekes. Meshame says over there you need separate contributions, and Beis Hillel says still they can all contribute as one when the Erev is in a different house. So who would this price go like? Goes like Beis Hillel, that when you making an Erev in a separate house, you still can only contribute. You still only need one contribution for all. The fact that works is according to only according to Beis Hillel, not according to Beis Shammai. Now we bring another version of the Brisa. It's not going to fit according to any of them. Says the Gemara of Ikdarmi, some of the Brisa is saying as follows. When do we say that the Mishnah applies Kishay Erev Ba'etzlan when the Erev is being in their house? That's when it applies. But according to the second version of the Machlekes, of Beis Shammai Zillel, in the Mishnah, if they were bringing the Erev elsewhere, everyone agrees. Everyone agrees you need to make separate contributions from each person. According to this version of the Mishnah, everyone agrees you need to make separate versions of separate contributions in a case where it's going elsewhere, according to everybody. So now the Brice that we just quoted is not going to shim like Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel. Come on, Azla, Hadatanya, Chamisha Shekavos Eruven, Kshmelichem is Eruven Makamacher. Five people that gather that are collecting an Erev, when they go bring it to Makam Acher, still Erev Ech Lekulam, one Erev on behalf of all them works. Come on, who does it work like? Like Chad, Lechor, it doesn't feel like Beis Shammai or like Beis Hillel, right? According to this newest version, Beis Shammai Beis Hillel won't work to anyone, because according to both of them, you need separate contributions from each, according to this last interpretation of the Mishnah. One quick point, just to leave you off with, and that is that we didn't have an answer, but I was going to be candid today after we learned. We were in the middle of this tomorrow, we didn't finish it, but I was discussing that why is this different? Another halacha is that one person could go on behalf of all the people in the Mavoi, and he could say, I'm contributing on behalf of everyone. I'm making contribution on behalf of everyone. He's zeicha on their behalf to the other members to contribute to the Erev. So why would this be any worse? I mean, unless the shaila is, I'm just thinking simply out loud, unless the shaila is that the amount, you know, there's a certain amount you have to give to Buzz and Shesu, this each person, and maybe that's the kuda, that each person would have, if one person would contribute the amount for every person, that would be fine. We're discussing over here whether you need that amount or an amount Muslim Shisuda for one person would be enough for all five. You don't need separate amounts. The same question we were discussing like the barrel of wine we had in the beginning of the daf. The barrel of wine where they all, we had it really done yesterday's year. We had all the people gave the money to buy the barrel, but they didn't give the barrel itself. We said the idea of Breira ain't Breira. Who cares about Breira? Why is that worse than a case where a person donates it on behalf of all of them and that works? How could this case be worse than that? That was where we raised the shayla. Okay, it could be different because over there wasn't on the Sheimichan. Because Shabrich over here is being in the case where the guy's doing it on behalf of the rest of the group. He's doing it on the Sheimichan, and therefore maybe that's better. We'll pick up and serve here tomorrow.